We should be live. So.
Okay, we're live.
Apparently, we're live. Okay.
Do you know?
Before we get into anything tonight, real quick, I want to give a teaser. Big topic at the end of the night.
Thank you, Eric.
New countries. There's new countries of the world because there's too many. There's over 100 in the entire world.
I'm pretty
sure.
Too much.
It's definitely over 100.
Yeah.
Way over 100.
There's not even that many.
There only needs to be 7.
Okay.
America.
Sure.
Europe.
What the fuck is going on?
We got a doubling.
I'm sorry. There. Okay. We're done. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. Well, it's okay.
All right.
These unprofessional things happen when Kevin drops the fucking ball. We'll get to that.
This
we'll
is
get
Kevin's
to that.
Fault. But
America and Europe, those are the first two countries we'll discuss of the new Mega 64 World Order.
Yeah, it should be a map
song.
I don't know fucking who said that.
For any of you wondering, where is Rocco on this fine evening? We're just going to break the news.
Sad news.
We're just going to let the cat out of the bag right now before you hear about it on Twitter or social media. Rocco did go. He did attend Disneyland this weekend. He did contract the measles. He was not vaccinated. He is part of the anti-vaccination movement, actually.
Yeah.
He's so anti-vax.
You know that?
Was he patient zero?
He's patient zero.
Yeah. In fact, one time I saw this happen. We were at a hospital recently.
Yeah.
You know, you may have seen it in the behind the scenes video. He saw a kid getting a vaccination shot.
Yeah.
He pushed everybody down, started sucking the vaccination out of the wound like a snake bite.
Yeah.
That's how dedicated he is. But then he spit the vaccine out himself.
He doesn't want that.
Yeah,
anymore.
And thus he did contract measles. He's not here.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't want to hear any more talk about Rocco.
Yeah, thank you. We're done with Rocco.
What are you laughing at over there? It's sad.
I'm picturing
that's
Rocco
how he got measles.
Pushing over a kid and sucking out his shot.
Yeah.
Like his
yeah. He like held the kid down to the ground by his throat with one arm and with his other hand outstretched the kid's other arm, right? And then
the doctor stood by in horror.
I think I spit vaccine on her. I'm sorry.
Did you get vaccine all over you?
That's what we have here is a spit on her.
That's how the measles spread at Disneyland.
Yeah, actually, Sean's right. We do have a spit girl tonight.
Shouts out.
Sean's idea.
His, really
this is a podcast invention. He's been cooking it for a while.
Well, how does this work?
Hashtag spit girl. Cool.
Did you Thanks. Pitch this in the meeting?
We get a female from, hopefully she's from out of the country, just so as the exotic flair. And then when we get very verbose and we spit, when we talk and the spittle starts flying, we'll just direct it all this way.
Yeah. It's never on purpose, though.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
It's not on purpose. That'd be weird.
That'd be messed up.
That'd be weird and gross.
That'd be dickish.
I spit soda in a girl's face at Denny's. Do you remember that at E3? That was,
I do.
You did that?
I do. And you know what? Here's the thing.
That was not on purpose.
Yeah.
And it
when
was,
he says that, it sounds like that's really weird and gross. And then, like he says, it wasn't on purose. And then it's like, it's just kind of funny.
That was the original spit girl. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just bringing it back.
We had a friend. We went to Denny's with a friend of ours, and she said something funny, and Garrett was mid-drink like that and spit all over her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's where
but
the blue cheese baby came
from,
that same
visit. Yeah. Garrett is a very handsome man, though. So
yeah.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think she minded.
Do you think she enjoyed that it was kind of like, wow, you spit on me.
I don't know if she enjoyed it.
Said that.
Wow, that's kinky.
I know this girl who we're talking about. She may have enjoyed it. You know, she's down for a little soda play.
Dude, there was a time. This is fucked up. But we weren't.
All right, fucked up. Play the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
Hit that.
Is it racist?
I don't have that.
This isn't a
Sean
fair story.
I didn't give him
Sean
that.
Gave me some of the files that I needed, not all of them. We have a new podcast computer.
We do.
So,
yes.
This isn't a finger bang story.
No,
it?
God,
okay,
no.
All right.
No, there's a girl. This is a long time ago, but when I worked at Chili's, there was like a company outing, and we were all hanging out at this park, and it was like a barbecue type situation. All
right.
And I knew this girl. She was kind of nice enough, but kind of annoying.
Oh, okay.
I was a dick and filled up water. It was a water balloon fight. I filled all of mine up with Sprite. And just like got her soaked in
that's awesome.
And she was just sticky for the rest of the barbecue.
That's awesome.
That was fucking
all right, hold on. Questions. Did she know you threw it?
Yeah.
She knew you put Sprite in it?
You know what? Maybe not. No, maybe not. Maybe she didn't know that.
How do you get Sprite in a water balloon? Because you're not using a
hose. He worked
at
Chili's. He was like a professional
Sprite-sman. I was a professional.
Yeah. They train him how to fill things with Sprite.
He knew his way around a fountain drink.
Yeah. No, I would, like blow it up, and then I would just like, I don't know, I just made it, it was big enough.
He sucked the balloon into negative space and then dunked it into the Sprite.
But then what I did was I vacuumed it up. The thing is, you don't close it up. So you just let it go, and it sprays like a hose, a Sprite.
Whoa, it's like a live grenade. That's like a one step below a Molotov cocktail, a Sprite balloon.
That's
me. I was a kid back then, guys. It was not the same person.
Instead of the flaming rag in the liquor bottle, it's the unsealed balloon of Sprite spraying as it goes.
Spritzing through the air, covering everyone.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, oh, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
That's one of your finest moments.
Dude, the ants had a good time at that picture. Nick after.
They did.
Jesus.
She didn't. She did not.
For sure.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome. Podcast number 238, I think. 338.
Fuck yeah.
338.
We're in the 300s for real.
We're way in it. We're almost in the 400s.
Podcast 300 was at Texas, man.
I feel like we've been
in
the 300s for about like 8 months.
At least 15
almost
episodes.
Almost a year. Almost a year.
That's at least 15.
That's getting to be too much. We got to stop eventually.
Yes. In case this is your first, time joining us, hello, everybody. I'm Derek Acosta, joined with.
Go ahead, Sean.
Sean Chatfield.
Special guest, Sean Chatfield.
He's going to say it for
me. He's not used to doing this. Don't worry. He's a special guest, Sean Chatfield.
Sorry, guys.
Hi, my name's Garrett. I'm here as well.
Yeah, our band leader, Garrett. yeah, drummer. Mouth drummer.
Yeah.
Spit girl. From across the ocean, from far, far away, from the mystical land of far away. Spit girl.
Spit across the pond.
Spit across the pond. Yep.
Rachel's here.
See, that's why she's here.
And we got
her name is Spit Girl, by the way.
Thank you.
Sorry, Spit Girl.
It's better than piss
girl. I thought it was a fart.
That's true.
I'm not sure it is.
On the ones and zeros. Mr. B. Doer, we got Eric in this house.
That was the worst introduction.
The ones and zeros.
Our very own Baba Booey, Eric Bedore.
Yeah, go ahead and call me that. It'll never catch on. It'll never. Go ahead.
What cartoon were you into when you were a kid that's like really bad?
Wacky Races?
Yeah,
I have been watching nonstop. Rocco got me Wacky Races, which is a very tough sentence to say.
Rocco got me Wacky Races.
For Christmas? It's on loop on my PlayStation 3.
Wow.
All day. I just keep diving back. I'm like, I'll watch the middle of this episode. Oh, Mississippi Slippy. Ah, yeah, okay, whatever.
Did you ever see that South Park episode this season?
Oh, God, yes.
It's good.
Awesome.
It was good.
Oh, they kind of parodied that?
That's great. Not kind of. They totally parodied Rocky Races.
Penelope Pit Stop and all, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, they just, all of the, like, Uber and Lyft and everything had, like, their own cars, but then Dick Dastardly was there.
Yeah, for no reason.
But, like, they didn't talk about it. He was just
really old.
No,
that's cool. I gotta watch, I keep hearing about this season. Sadly, I don't keep up with South Park. I just hear about a really good episode, and then maybe I'll tune in on their web app or whatever.
Yeah, they have a thing, South Park Studios, where you can it's so easy to watch their
episodes. But I'll do that once every 6 months when you guys primarily talk up an episode or a series of episodes.
Sure.
But, like, this season, I keep hearing about its continuity and how good it is, and I want to just kind of blast through
that. Tune in.
Do you guys watch... I mean, like,
I watch every
week.
Episode. Okay. I mean, but it's, you know, they have like 15 episodes a year, so it's not that hard to keep up on it.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Wow.
I don't watch it.
We should.
You made it sound like it's so easy, he should already be doing it.
Yeah.
He should. Like, he failed.
I've been slacking.
It's only 15 a year, loser.
Yeah, loser.
You don't have, you don't have 7 hours? 7 free hours?
Hey,
we do have a,
No, it was to be a sponsor, so you're on the same page, man.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
We do have a sponsor.
I was going to say that we have a really nice blazer on Sean tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you do look nice.
Thank you.
Do you have elbow pads?
They do.
Oh, hell yeah.
They do.
Is that cool?
Do they have shoulder pads?
No. Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I got these.
Oh, fuck.
I got this at a thrift store for $5. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What side are the buttons on?
The man side. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
Is this correct? Yeah.
Well,
there's nothing wrong if you were to wear the.
I wear a girl's blazer sometimes too. I did that more when I was younger. Again. Yeah.
Yeah. I wore all kinds of girls' clothes.
Younger Sean was a rebel.
I still wear all kinds of girls' clothes.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you do too. Respect.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Shut up. Stop bragging about it.
We have a sponsor. It's Loot Crate. We got a new one. And Rocco's not here. And did he say we can open it? No. Are we going to open it anyways? Yeah.
Oh, dude, night. Dad's going
to
be mad.
Do you wait for Rocco's permission?
He does. Sean doesn't do anything without
Rocco's
permission.
I don't, because I'm a badass.
Oh, I just popped it open.
Okay.
Who are you?
What do you think Wolverine. The theme is? Any guesses?
Well, by first glance, I don't know.
I don't know. It looks like a video game.
I see
like a Nintendo.
There's some kind of NES.
It does look like a Nintendo. All right, let's do the official unboxing here. So that's what it looks like all packed up.
It's like a retro Nintendo.
This month we got... All right, let's start digging through this set. What is that?
This is a Loot Crate exclusive. I don't know what it is, though.
Wait, what is that?
Thank you.
Nintendo, or is it like a vinyl toy kind of figure?
Yeah, it's like a little figure.
It looks like a figure of a cartridge.
Wow. I have seen those at cons before.
Let's open this up.
Little NES cartridge, guys.
What's the cartridge?
Ooh. Corbin's Alley?
That's a reference to Fifth Element.
Oh, look at that. That's cool.
And the NES game, wasn't it Hogan's Alley?
Yeah.
There you go.
And then Rachel has a nice shirt.
This is a Voltron.
That's true.
Shirt.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard it said so
proper?
Nicely.
Yeah.
Voltron.
Does anyone want Voltron?
Is that a tie?
This is a tie. This is from Black Tie Geek. Okay, so the logo at first, I was like, what is Black the Geek?
Yeah.
But it's actually Black Tie Geek, all one word. Okay.
Skinny tie.
Oh, shoot. Wow. Can I see that?
Look at that thing.
It's a skinny tie.
Like, yeah.
Which is, you know, I want to support more, you know, well-rounded view of ties. Not every tie needs to be skinny. Okay?
Sure.
We don't all have to be super cool, you know.
Yeah. That's
you could nice, be a though. Normal person.
Yeah. Sometimes. You know what? Like, I'm a geek, right? Right? Everybody can confirm that?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
I'm a geek. And I got a big old fat head. So
he does.
And you know what? I don't think I'm the only geek in that situation, personally. Okay. So I need a bigger tie. I'm just talking fashion. I'm just talking geek fashion.
Yeah. Why? Anyways. A wider tie or a longer tie?
I need a wider tie. I'm going to keep on going. We got comic notebook. Here, you want to open that up? See what that's all about? Comic notebook.
Yeah.
Looks like some sort of notebook. And,
Ooh.
Oh, dude. Swag on.
Oh, dude.
Are those Loot Crate glasses?
My 8-bit Loot Crate glasses.
Oh, dude. Swag on deck.
I think the theme is looking like a fucking pimp. Woo!
Whoa!
I heard about this. Actually, I'm really excited for this. Okay, I'm glad we get to talk about this. If you're not signed up with Loot Crate, go to Loot Crate now. Lootcrate.com. Sign up with the special keyword mega64.com.
We only do this every week.
Go sign up.
Hey, I'm so preoccupied with what's going on in this box.
I can't
think straight. Yeah, right? This is exciting. So Marvel merged with Disney. Disney also owns the Star Wars property. This is a long roundabout story. So Star Wars, maybe you've heard of it, has a series of comics that have been put out by Dark Horse, traditionally, for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
But since both those companies, Star Wars and Marvel, are now owned by the same parent company, Dark Horse has been cut out.
They're gone.
Oh, that kind of the relationship. Sucks for Dark Horse.
Yeah, well, Marvel's a comic book company, and, you know, they're basically in the same boat.
Why would Dark Horse still make
Star Wars? So this is the first official Marvel Star Wars comic.
Wow.
That is cool.
Issue number one.
Let's see. What's the cover?
Look at that.
Han Solo. Chewbacca's fucking badass on this thing.
It's really cool. That's awesome.
That's rad.
I'm sure a lot of people want this around here, but I'm going to try to hold on to this one.
You should take that. I'm all about this.
And I have this tie, so I think we all win.
Rocco
doesn't get anything.
Win, yeah. Exactly so
no, Rocco can draw his own comic.
Okay.
No, Rocco gets the Voltron shirt.
Okay, there you go.
He loves that stuff. Anyways, I said it wrong before, but you know what to fucking do. Sign up with us. Get on it. Type in Nerdy Box. Funny guys, Google it. Click the first thing that comes up and subscribe. Okay? Fucking do it.
It's amazing.
Whatever it is. Get your credit card out. All right. Also, go to shop.mega64.com. Yes. Help out some real people who
we
need
just
help.
Put back Look our it. Mega Mansion sweatshirts.
Ooh.
Garrett's wearing it now. No joke, you should order as fast as you possibly can because they're going to sell out again very soon if they haven't already. So those fucking fly off the shelves, dude. So. Yeah.
Yours is looking gray.
He dyed
mine. Well, I dyed mine, yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice.
I darkened it. Did you customize your merchandise?
He customized it.
I never even
I'm all about
that.
DIY, image customization.
I suddenly dream of a tie-dye Mega Mansion shirt.
You can do that, dude.
I can make it happen.
You can do that.
Yeah, because it's white. Edition. All right, coming soon. The most psychedelic piece of Mega 64 clothing you've ever seen.
Nice, dude.
This
is
for me.
This is. I was just doing a little prototyping.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We'll work on some shit, bro.
So those of you watching, maybe you had joined us this whole week. We had our Martin Luther King cast that never really ended.
Yeah, I mean, has it finally come to a close now that we're going?
Well, we're still going.
So yeah, the answer is no. Right now,
this
so
is all part of it.
This is all part of last week's podcast.
Yeah. So we're skipping this week's podcast.
Yeah, technically there is no podcast this
that's
week.
Right. True. That's right. Rocco's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've been watching, thank you. We've had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I think have we all been on it? Everyone's been doing it?
I stopped by unannounced on Tuesday and on Monday from work at 9 on my like little breakfast break.
Yeah.
And I fucked around during the live streams. It was cool.
That's cool.
Oh, and dude.
You know, I did
fucking outbreak.
What happened?
Oh shit.
Can patient. You everyone cover?
Oh,
patient
oh,
zero.
No.
Patient zero.
I can't get it.
Do you have a mask?
I'll give it to my baby.
Patient zero has entered the fucking building here.
Hey guys, I'm here.
No! Oh. Sean does have a baby. He's serious.
His
Sean,
baby.
You have a baby right now?
Oh, baby's not here.
No, but you could give it to. You gotta go do one of those hot scalding baths before you go home.
I will do that.
I really, I apologize, everybody.
No, it's all good.
Hey, how's it going?
I got a bunch of stuff from the.
Oh!
Gross!
If you had to do that on Rachel. She's spit girl.
On me. Yeah.
I was trying to extend over.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you think you don't have measles, but we all know that you do.
Yeah.
Like, you're joking, but it's not a joke.
It's a joke, but you really have them, so I don't know what the joke is.
It's going to get redder. Could redder be,
Well, look at how red it is.
Oh, man. All
right. Shit. I got swine flu, and I survived, so I'm going to survive.
It's starting to show.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Have we introduced for the whole podcast?
For viewers that are just joining us right now on this episode, Rocco Bodie, everyone.
Patient zero. Patient zero.
Patient
zero.
Hey,
Rocco, there's your introduction by Garrett.
We introduced each other earlier, but.
Yeah, you weren't here, so.
Oh, okay.
You were in quarantine still.
How was Disneyland?
Fun. There was nobody there, and I think it's because of the fear of measles.
Really? That's a good time to go.
There's nobody there, yeah.
Yeah, well, because there's a measles outbreak currently going on.
Yeah.
But didn't that already, didn't the measles outbreak happen from, like, December?
Yeah.
And
so it's not there anymore.
I don't believe so. I think it's all in a 5-week period.
The answer was, I don't believe so.
How long can measles live on the handrail?
2 hours.
Like a seat? Like
2 hours.
A Mr. Toad bench?
2 to 3 months, most.
If,
yeah.
If 10
wear
people,
those clothes,
45 day half-life?
Yeah.
Well, all right, we're all dead.
Do you want to scoot? We can scoot over for you. Want a spot?
No, I'm good.
You want to sit on the podcast?
Him, keep him in back. Can we get him a wheelchair?
What do you mean we can scoot over.
Yeah, get him a wheelchair.
Hey, fuck this. Why is this back there?
No!
That was our safe. Yeah. We hid it from you back there.
That was my copy.
So we know you.
That was Rachel's copy.
Get a copy.
She was bringing one back.
That was Rachel.
That was NTSC.
No, that one was region free. That was the one.
That was the only region
for you. Oh, were you going to play fucking Street Fighter now?
What are you doing?
Really professional,
remember how
guys.
Swimmingly this podcast was going?
We were killing it.
Sorry.
All right, it's honestly, no joke. This was a great podcast. It just got fucked up. We're gonna get back here. Do you want to join us?
Yeah, I mean, I could chill here.
It's
perfect.
We mentioned...
No, you were about to say something.
Oh, we opened the loop.
We mentioned Kevin.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Shout out to our sweet boys, Kevin and Brian, who were kicking it in San Antonio.
Yeah, no, they... Everyone, hopefully you guys, if you're in Texas, you're able to go visit our friends Kevin and Brian at PAX South.
I saw them holding it down.
Yeah. It was so weird having a convention and we weren't there and seeing pictures from the convention that we weren't at. It was weird.
Aside from like PAX Australia, this is like the first one we missed.
Like, I see like them messing with Rooster Teeth and it's like, God, we should be doing that.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So thank you to them. Hopefully.
Yeah, it's probably really weird for Rooster Teeth. Like, who are these guys?
Who say that we suck and to boycott us.
Yeah. And what happened to Mega 64?
They're probably sick of this.
It's all right. Did you see who they brought?
I didn't see who they bring. Wow. Ouch. You just laid down the gauntlet.
People, like, who would you... Barbara, Jack? Like, who are that?
Oh, okay.
Jack's been there a while, man.
So, he's according to Eric, Barbara and Jack suck. If you're a Barbara or a Jack fan, a Jackaholic or a Barbara head, as they are known in that
world...
Go blog about it.
Send your hate tweets to at... Eric Bedore.
You're hate to
No, you're on the me. Site. You're on Rooster Teeth's site. They should contact
yeah,
you
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just contact me through Rooster Teeth's site.
It's a social media.
It's fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
you can find me at roosterteeth.com/Eric Bedore, probably.
If you're a Jackaholic or a Barberhead, go to mega60forums.com. And
you're a featured user once.
Start a thread about your thoughts, and Eric will respond.
I will.
On Eric?
I'm sorry.
If you're a Jackaholic, go to social media.
The ghastly figure lurking in the background is you're just it's like the overseer.
It's like the ghost of Rocco. Is
yeah,
talking. I like you're like, dead for me.
It's yeah. It is as if he's died and in hell is projecting
well, not,
himself.
You're not currently
there.
Seeing him. You're only seeing his like spirit apparition. Like this is where he was going.
Yeah.
So his ghost ended.
Yeah. This is like an episode of the Twilight Zone. Like Rocco doesn't know he's dead yet.
Mm-mm. He's being powered by the Street Fighter machine he turned off.
Oh, he's dead.
You're using the energy.
He never knew he was dead.
It was the ghost next door.
It was the ghost
next
door. That's
how ghosts
work. They need energy.
My favorite Goosebumps book. Anyways.
Can I say real quick? Speaking of ghosts, I met today someone who was at Game Days, a guy named Joe. Shout out if you're watching this, Joe. I went with family real early in the morning, and everyone in my family wanted to do the Carter's Ride, and I didn't care about that. So I went on my own. The regular Haunted Mansion is back. It's not that Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice, good, nice,
no,
nice.
More. So I went on it early in the morning, barely anybody on it. I was stoked. And the guy next to me goes, "Hey, man, I was at Game Days." And it was a guy named Joe. He was at Game Days. And he said, "Hey, I've never seen the regular Haunted Mansion. I've only come to Game Days.
Whoa.
And I just got a pass to go here. So this is my first time seeing
That's
it.
Cool.
So
did you go with him?
Got to experience.
Did you ride with Joe?
No, I didn't ride with him.
Oh, fuck.
No, fuck that.
Oh,
okay. Who is that?
Was he going to fucking hold his foot? Did he want to hold hands on the ride?
He could have put germs on me.
He might have
had measles.
Hey, real quick.
No, Joe. Anyway, shout out Joe. That's it.
Yeah.
This thing's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did we show this to the camera?
I did. I kind of briefly, but.
Yeah, real quick. Comic notebook. It's an empty notebook with comic book panels.
Oh, wow.
And there's like stencils
designated
in
there. Yeah, and then in the back, there's like speech bubble stencils.
Oh, what?
And a quick little rundown on how to use the proper speech bubbles and different like, you know, quick techniques.
Whoa.
To
teach you how.
Yeah, for writing your own little mini comic.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think I might leave this on my desk and maybe fill it out.
Did you storyboard with it?
Did this box come with the Star Wars comic?
It did.
Let's see it.
Yeah. It was super cool.
I've been wanting to check that out. That's really cool.
What's in a bag, and I already claimed it, so please don't open it, and don't get your
sadly,
sticky fingerprints on it.
Everyone claims stuff in this
box. It looks cool, though, right? It looks rad.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
here's beautiful. What I'll do. When I read it, I'll recreate it in this,
okay.
And then I'll hand that off to
sounds
you.
Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah. In fact, that's probably more valuable.
Yeah. Well, wait, what is that, Rachel? Well, that hasn't been claimed yet.
But this is like a little cardboard NES controller.
You love Nintendo controllers, Rocco.
You do.
You can have a cardboard one.
You do.
Perfect. You can hook it up to this, which is a cardboard box.
That looks like an NES.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
There you go.
We got
Play
it.
Cardboard
NES. We
You're welcome.
Perfect gift for Rocco.
Thus, Spit Girl says it. Thus, it is so.
Thank you. This booklet also suggests that women don't know how to wear ties properly at all.
Well, yeah.
It's a hairband. You can use either or.
Whoa.
I think you need to go on your head,
yeah.
Like a badass.
Yeah. Hey,
you're wearing it wrong. Like you're the life of the
if
party.
If a woman wants to wear
here, hold on.
As a headband,
this
she
to
can.
Me, this to me, this picture just proves that this girl is so much cooler than this guy. Like, this nerd wears the tie like a fucking nerd.
What an idiot.
Doesn't even realize he's dating, like, the Rambo of the party.
Smoking
chick,
hot redhead with
this
red
chick
lipstick.
Has her hair tied back so she can see the blood fly from your throat when she slits it. I'm
Use
in love.
Hair tie. Wow.
I think I'm in love.
That was all the big Bodhi weddings. Big tradition is by the end, everyone has their ties or a napkin tied around their head.
I did that at high school dances a
Your
lot.
Family knows how to have
Japanese
fun. That's why.
Yeah.
That's a Japanese thing.
Rocco's dad's a party animal. I don't know if you guys know that.
I do know that.
He's a party animal.
Yeah, man. We do know. All right. Well, that was, All right. Loot Crate. That was very cool.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Loot Crate.
Brian and Kevin are at PAX South. It's over now.
Yeah. I wonder how it went.
But they might still be in San Antonio, so you could track them down, mess with them.
Find their hotel.
Yeah.
What's going on with them.
Yeah, and I think if you, like, lay out some room service in the halls, you might attract Brian.
Yeah.
Well, last week...
I don't tell that story. Do you think you can bait him?
No, we should definitely tell that story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Brian is the kind of person... I've never met anyone like Brian. I love Brian, but I will never forget going... We were in the W...
in San Francisco. All
right, just out with it.
And there was a display of food on the ground in front of Sosa's room that was there for hours. We walked past Brian's, like, he opened it up. There was like a half eaten sandwich. He took the sandwich and just ate it. As you're like,
No. Brian has rules. He will eat food off of the room service tray if it's clearly not been eaten already.
Yeah, it was like a whole nugget or something. It wasn't a. Yeah. It wasn't.
I thought I saw him eat pasta.
I swear I have.
I thought.
Well, then the pasta, I guarantee you, had not been touched because Brian has rules.
We've gone to movies together, and when we leave, he will find a bag of popcorn.
Yep. No.
Free popcorn.
I've also seen him take beers from another party and pour into one cup and then drink.
Okay, all right. Let's stop. That's
Brian.
Brian has the measles.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, we sent our two bruisers down there, as we said last week, to take care of business. They're supposed to let the San Antonians know how much better San Diego was, right?
Yeah.
Is that the purpose?
Well, yeah, I think they were just supposed to let San Antonio know, like, Texas is for wusses.
Yeah, just the basic, and like, all the truths about Texas.
And like, all the really, like, tough, serious people who take things seriously come from California.
Yeah, they're they're in Los Angeles, specifically.
Oh, Los Angeles, yucca fucka.
Well, you don't like LA? Look, yucca fucka, don't go there.
Yucca fucka.
Oh, fuck. All right. Yeah.
I've been saying yucca fucka for like a week and a half now.
Don't say that, yucca fucka.
Hey, I wanted to say real quick, sorry not to derail from that, but I want to thank everybody and I don't know if you guys have already said a lot of this stuff, but I want to thank everybody for watching the Martin Luther King stream, staying with us. Martin Luther King Day is still not over. We've gone all week long. I want to say thank you to everyone who stood by and fought racism and preached the good word of Martin Luther King. Actually, when I was at Disneyland earlier today, I had an impromptu meetup right in the Disney gallery. Right at the exit of Moments with Mr. Lincoln, there's a big-ass photo of Martin Luther King. So I just tweeted out, hey, meet here. And Joe came later. I had left. So once again, shout out to Joe.
You were late, Joe.
Shout out.
Joe was late.
But anyway, it's been a great stream. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to everybody who subscribed to our Twitch channel over the week. Thank you to everybody. Did you guys already talk about the sweatshirts?
We did.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, everybody who bought a...
There was a whole podcast before you got here, man.
Yeah, there was a whole
thing. We covered it. We were doing really good.
Thank you, everybody who supported us and watched the whole week.
Yeah, all the great friendships. Keep going.
And got to see the cookies get eaten slowly over the course of 7 days.
Fuck, man. There's still some back there, man. They look good, too.
I was just going to say, you know, we're not always on camera, but we do check the chat periodically. And so,
yeah.
A lot of great friendships. And friendships.
Yeah, you know,
being
really,
born in that chat, and it's wonderful.
It really is great that there are people in the chat at all times that whole week. That's
like,
no one else has that.
You go to school sucks, you're feeling lonely, what am I going to do for the night? MLK chat is right there when you need it. All your friends, they never went away.
That
goes for the Mega 64 community in general.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, it was really funny because within like 5 minutes of each other, on Tumblr I got a message that was, I tuned into your Martin Luther King stream, and it's been this Dragon Ball guy with fart noises all night. How is this not a giant fuck you to your fans? And then on Twitter, within the same minute, one guy wrote, thank you so much for doing the Martin Luther King stream. I've made so many friends just in the chat waiting for something to happen or whatever, and I might come to game days and, you know, stuff like that. So that was really cool. But I've gotten a lot of really nice messages from people.
You know, and it keeps everyone mindful of MLK all week long, and it's doing our part to stop racism.
Exactly. Mini notes in the chat says, I even saw Rocco buying pussy, and I don't know what that's referring
to. You bought it?
Rachel, plug your ears for 1 second. I never had sex that costed. Fuck so much, I'm exhausted. Okay, go ahead.
All right. What was that?
Why buy the cow when you get the most for free?
She can't hear any of the bad words, but she hears you can unplug your ears now. Okay. It's amazing.
Wait.
Well, we also released a behind-the-scenes video this week. I just watched it for the first time 5 minutes ago.
I paid for sex once.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Was it just a hand job?
Yeah.
Or was it to
completion?
You did? Uh-huh. Well, I had to pay for it to stop.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. Good joke.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
Anyways, what were you talking about?
I had a trick or treat over the phone.
Are we going to eat those cookies or just juggle them?
We're
going to
juggle them.
You want to eat them? What were
you talking about? No, he's had a behind the scenes video come out.
Yeah.
My favorite part. Well, no. The favorite thing about that is how you put during my wedding that this was not a real wedding. It was staged. We had to hire 200 extras.
Yeah.
And have people in the comments. I really thought that was his actual wedding. They went through all that. Whoa. That's crazy.
I didn't know what else to do with that footage. So I was just
that's
like,
oh, great.
I was really tempted to. When I asked for Sean had a MP4 file of his entire wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get that so we can put this in the video? Okay. And I was scrubbing through it, and Sean was like, I don't want to hear myself talk in my wedding.
You know,
like that happened.
Your own voice.
I don't need to go back and watch it.
Yeah. Right. What it is
well,
can I
chime in?
You
it
can.
Seemed like you like were full of regret and like just like
I'm glad you chimed in.
In the moment, it was like, what am I doing? So I could see, like, did you get those vibes, anybody else?
Like a week? Like a week?
Well, what hit me was that the first word
of
the vowel was,
shut the fuck
yikes.
Up.
I love my wife, and it's very hard for me to, like, hear myself express
sure.
my actual feelings.
Sure.
It's hard.
If you met them, though.
I knew you were squirming so bad when I was scrubbing
it
through
is,
that.
When she talks, it's like, oh, this is awesome. When I'm talking, it's like, oh, fuck.
Sure.
Oh, God.
So all that's in the video, all that's in the actual video is you going, I do.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
But I was so tempted because you hadn't seen the behind the scenes until it went up. I was so tempted to put a giant stretch of your speech in it just to get your reaction. But then I was like,
oh, man.
This goes beyond like messing with your food or like doing something like dumb.
Yeah.
This is like the most personal thing.
It's my wedding.
Yeah. So it was like, yeah, it's not that.
This fun. Is.
Okay. I know what you mean though. Like you're so happy. You're talking through a smile. And you're self-conscious about how that sounds. Like
it was just that, like, I'm just...
It's emotional.
I'm just...
You're getting married.
Putting myself out there because
yeah.
I want everyone...
It's raw.
I want everyone
yeah.
there to know how I feel about
sure.
my wife.
Yeah.
What do you think? She's going to, like, say no?
Yeah.
Like, what's the...
No, it's just raw. I just want
it's
everyone
exposed.
To know, like, it's basically the... I feel like the wedding ceremony is just to say, hey, I love this person and I want to write my own vows. So it's like, this is why I love this person. Like, that's what I thought was, like, special. Reading something that was in a book isn't as special to me as saying to everyone, this is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Right. But was there a part of you that thought she might say no?
No.
When I get married, I'm going to read the entire Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. To my wife on stage because you can't do anything more special than that.
Long wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Long wedding, but extra special.
Extra yeah. special wedding.
And very blessed.
Anyway, so hearing myself, you know. Say that was tough. So I'm glad. Thank you, Rocket, for not putting that in there because that would have been.
Yeah, it would have been that tough.
It would
have
been tough.
Or like Harry Potter book one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Depending on the type of girl.
Mm.
Harry Potter book one's a little shorter though, isn't it?
Well, we'll do the first three.
Okay.
What if you just do Genesis, Harry Potter book one, and then Revelations? Just to cap it off in a kind of holy manner.
You know what? The crowd there would be so mixed. You'd have people from both yeah. pools, like intermixing, like people and then Bible people and witch
yeah.
people. It'd just be like, it turned into a big melee, like a big old...
Sounds like a like monster mash.
Yeah. Fucked up. Fucked up wedding.
Might have a werewolf.
Warlocks are servants of Satan.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It sounds like the battle of the... Well, I don't want to say spoiler for the third Hobbit movie.
What's up over there?
I'm just picturing your wedding.
Bible people and witches and wizards do not fucking get along.
My wedding would be a spoiler
that's
for
like,
the third Hobbit movie.
Yeah. My wedding would be a spoiler for the Bible. Dude dies at the end. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's another spoiler. He is risen.
Oh, fuck. I didn't get that far.
Oh,
fuck.
That's what makes...
He died.
Long.
There was like a whole
dude,
after that.
He died. He died. I was like, the end.
Oh. Hey, no wonder... Seriously, no wonder... Christianity and the Bible captivated so many when it all came to be.
Yeah.
Because that's like the best twist ending ever up until the Twilight Zone came out.
Probably.
Is, oh, wow, he sacrificed himself and he died.
Yeah.
What a great ending.
Yeah, and you
why
notice...
Why are they checking this cave? Nuh-uh. He was there?
Nuh-uh.
Do you think there's someone who read the Bible and went, nuh-uh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No
yeah.
wonder that just...
They were like, they're listening to that story, and they're like, he can't get off the boat. He'll fall into the fucking water. No. What?
Yeah.
What?
I never thought about
yep.
that.
It's crazy. Yeah. Craziest part is that it really happened. No. Too.
That's why.
Think about that.
But then Twilight Zone and, you know.
What? Yeah.
Twilight Zone did. That was cool. Oh, it's a cookbook. That was a good twist.
You noticed, though, yeah, once the Twilight Zone.
Where's our God now?
Once the Twilight Zone was on TV, people thinking the Bible was crazy, there's a huge drop off of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just became normal.
They just started. Started watching The Twilight Zone. Yeah. Anyway, it's a little bit of a diversion. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And I want to say thank you to everybody who watched our Dota playthroughs through the week.
Yeah.
I listed ourselves as that for a little while.
We're you dabble. Playing H1Z1.
Oh, that's coming up. Gameplay coming right up. H1Z1, you're going to love it. We're going to see all the H1s. And
you got a beta key?
Throw Z1 in there to spice it up. What?
You got a beta key, early
I
access.
I got beta. I got an H1N1Z.
Oh wow! He's got measles, so add some more diseases into that mix.
I will. I had H1N1. I really did. I legitimately had that. I've already survived.
You're a strong.
I can beat this.
You're a strong guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
No joke, dude.
Yeah. No joke.
I'm just thinking of all the people not
powerful.
As lucky as you.
Rocco is powerful.
Try to kill me.
I mean, take a look at him. Close up on him. Can we get that?
Kevin, go ahead.
I'll be at PAX East in Boston this spring. Try to kill me.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Oh,
that's well, that's fun to say.
PAX East is about to get a lot of fun.
Yeah, remember, Rocco said that. No one else said that. Just Rocco.
I won't be there.
Yeah,
be nice to me.
Do your best.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Those PAX, those pizza guys at PAX were pussies. I can live.
What?
Remember the pizza guys?
The pizza guys that you freaked out that we got mad about their high prices and they went out of business?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck. But you got mad when we
called
them out.
That was at PAX Prime.
Yeah.
That was PAX Prime.
Yeah.
Derek wanted to do bad now.
Yeah, you know what? That business is no longer there, but I'm still not appeased.
Have to edit
track
this.
Them down.
Oh, no.
You better leave this in, Sean.
Get that big, please. Get that big, oversized wooden... Make it run.
This is Sean's favorite bit.
Best thing to revive.
And welcome back.
Much like Christ, the best thing to be
And welcome back. Hi. Let's
keep Beta Clay in the chat says, yo, I had to tune out. Did they talk about Club Nintendo? We just did. That's what Sean cut out.
The whole rant
Sean
was that.
Sean cut out. I said I didn't like the free... Japanese fans that you could get, and he cut it. They did actually. They ended Club Nintendo, the thing you could get
coins.
Stuff with all the points that you got. Here's my take on it.
Yes.
I bought like every Nintendo game. I had like a billion coins. All I ever wanted from that club in the years it was around was they made a Luigi's Mansion statue with him in a vacuum. He's trying to vacuum up a ghost. I said, I want that.
Yeah.
You had to buy probably 400 games to qualify for that thing. And I tried and I tried and I registered everything I had. And then, oh, we're sorry. Half your coins expired. But, sorry. It can all go away. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I never ever... bothered registering it because my shit expired once and I was like, well, I was saving these for
The one thing that actually that I liked about Club Nintendo, that one thing I got from them a long time ago that was cool, is they did a gold nunchuck for the Wii. Because when you bought Skyward Sword, you got a gold remote.
That's right.
And it was kind of like, shit, now I want to use it with the nunchuck, but all the ones I have are white or black or whatever. I mean, you didn't need to have a gold one.
No.
It would have been cool. And then Nintendo offered that, and that was cool, and I got one of those.
That's cool.
If you're a true gamer,
that passive expiring drives me crazy. I bought a Blu-ray recently with a digital download or whatever, and that expired. It's like, fuck you, expired. Yeah. Like, I just bought this movie today. Yeah. It's not my fault. Stupid.
Should have bought it earlier.
I guess so.
Sean gave me some passes to go to the Natural History Museum, and there's a King Tut exhibit I was really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's not the real King Tut.
What?
They're fucking replicas.
Well, are they really?
Well, some of these are real.
Looks better than the original now.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, the original King Tut, the beard was broken
off.
Have
you guys heard about this? Did anyone heard about this?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
No, I already have it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you're
going to
love it.
I'm going to save my story. I'll come back to it, but let's talk about the King Tut thing.
Yep. Okay.
So, King Tut, famous Egyptian
dude. What do you think of you hear King Tut?
Famous Egyptian dude.
Like one of the last pharaohs that we uncovered, and we found his tomb. And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Statue.
with the goatee.
The famous golden, you know, like,
famous Egyptian dude.
With the goatee. So they loan that sculpture, that artifact, to tour around the world, and recently it returned to its home in Cairo, and somehow, somewhere, somebody in that museum handling it broke off the goatee.
No shit.
Broke it off.
Goatee.
And they were like, ooh, fuck. That's going to be, like, really expensive, but I guess we can sew it back on. They had, like, Nile thread. They were going
to
reach
it. It needed to go back to a lab.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's like, this is serious lab.
Like a clean room, I'm sure, because, you never know. Ah, fuck that, is what the museum decided. We got some epoxy, which is... What is epoxy? You would know.
It's a two-part glue. You mix part A and part B together, and then you have, like, 5 minutes to apply it.
What? That makes it so even better!
So with that definition of epoxy...
Management wanted it displayed five, again as fast as possible.
So they have 5 minutes to repair this thing once they mix the glue.
Yeah, you better get it on straight the first time.
I wish they fucking did it. So apparently the thing is, like, hanging off.
Oh, I have a picture of it.
No,
it's hanging off with the epoxy, like, in between.
Yeah.
And apparently they spilled some of the epoxy on the face of the
fucking
thing.
And
they
had...
Yeah.
Wait, get ready, though.
So not only is the beard connected, crooked. It's not even... There's a gap between the two. There is a yellow, clear area between the beard and the chin now.
Oh,
I mean, it was such a half job. But, yeah, they sprinkled it on the face and tried to get it off with a spatula!
Hell yeah.
A spatula!
What is this?
With which to cook.
Is this a statue? Is this stone?
It's I think it's like a combination of like wood and... I'm not sure.
Gold?
Yeah. Gold plated.
Okay. Jesus.
But it's ancient artifact, which it pains me so much. That thing's been around for thousands of years. Will continue to be around. But now there's a footnote. Ugh. Like, well, in 2015... A bunch of people who were not worth remembering. They did break off the goatee and super glue it back on and spill some of the super glue on the face and then scrape that off with a spatula.
It's visibly
Who's responsible? What is the organization that runs the Egyptologists or whatever?
It's just like the Museum of Cairo.
Yeah, but, you know, I was saying...
They're kind of notoriously known for being kind of stuck in the mud on some of their dates as well. New stuff has kind of come to light, new information. They're not willing to budge on a lot of factual kind of evidence stuff about Egypt.
Well, I
wouldn't be surprised if they're out there with just 5 minute epoxy.
I'm just so glad this didn't happen in America because that's something that would happen here.
Yeah.
And if it happened anywhere, I guess it should happen there.
No, that
I guess.
Shit doesn't happen.
But
here.
Now, so there's this King Tut exhibit at the San Diego Natural History Museum, but it's a replica
of that.
But it's like. But it's not a replica now, because now it looks nothing like the real one. So, so what are you looking at? Like,
it's probably a better version.
But of what? Because it's just like, this doesn't look like the real thing, and it's not real.
Yeah.
So considering all that, Sean for Christmas gave me a gift pass to go. I was really excited, and I turned in this gift pass, and I was going through the whole museum, and when I came to the King Tut exhibit, they're like, stop, you can't come in. And I was like, what? And they're like... You need to buy a ticket to come in here.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah. So I was like, whoa, hold on. I went back to the front counter. Don't feel bad. But I did go back and I was like, hey, I got a gift certificate to come here because I want to see the King Tut thing. And they're like, oh, okay. So it's going to be $18 ticket with, like, that's your discount to get in. And I'm just thinking, like,
no.
I didn't pay. Because what am I paying to see? $18 to see something you cooked up in the back of the museum.
That sucks.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But they're replicas. It's like they're charging me more money to go to a less real part of the museum. Like they have
really hard.
And you got to see that.
But
for
it's
free.
Like they have a mastodon skeleton that is 10 million years old, and it's the real thing.
Yeah.
It's $10 to see that. But then you made your own mummy, and put it up on a shelf, and it's $20 to see the homemade mummy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then it doesn't even look like the real thing. I don't know.
That sucks.
That's weird.
But
for $20, I went to the Louvre and saw the history of mankind.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We saw real mummies and mummified cats.
We saw the oldest known, like, bodies.
Oh. And you saw mummified, like, house cats?
Yeah.
Small cats?
Well, no, they were a mummified Egyptian cat.
Yeah, Egyptian.
But I looked in the door. I looked in the door of the exhibit, and it was, like, a real museum. Just, like, artifacts behind glass. And the more I thought about it, it's like, why are they behind glass?
Well, I think some things are real.
Are some of the artifacts
real? The King Tut thing is, yeah. They definitely
just
aren't.
I think
that it's all replicas. It might, maybe some things are real, but it's, there's a large majority of fake shit there.
Weird.
And it costs more to see the fake stuff.
Weird how they can do that.
But that museum or what organization or whatever that did that, the damage and all that stuff, that they are not speaking to the media. They're not giving names of who works there. They're completely silent. So yeah, those Egyptologists fucked us.
And they just text message to the world, I'm not going to see you anymore. And then they turned their phone off.
Yeah.
That was it. They broke up with us.
We were dark.
They broke up with us like college freshmen.
I just think about the guy who fucked that up. Like, what is your brain think the second you do that? Like, that's been around for thousands of years and you fucked it up.
Well, that's what's great is everyone's been asking that. Like, if you look in the comment section on any of the websites, it's people saying that. What does that guy do? How could that guy live with himself? What is his reaction to this? And what's awesome is I actually love legitimately that everyone has been on the same page. Everyone replies with the same clip of Mr. Bean. him rubbing the Whistler's mother and...
Well, I was just thinking, didn't like a year ago some nun in a church like
that painting of Jesus
totally try to repaint a painting of Jesus
and
it's so
funny now. So good.
It's got like a big woolly head, like it's like a cartoon character.
That was a real shame, but one of the funniest news stories ever.
Yeah.
That like man, that was something. Anyway.
You know, in her mind,
Simpsons character.
You know, in
good.
Her mind, before she painted it, when it was just a blank face, she thought, I could put that face back there perfectly.
I'm going to use the power of
God. Nobody will even know. I'll look. I've looked at this thing every day. I know exactly what it looks like.
What's the painting called? Christ the Redeemer? Is that the one?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think it's Christ the Redeemer.
Oh, man. I don't remember who it was that said it. I thought it was Derek, but maybe it was somebody else I know. But they summed up better. I was like, man, I just can't believe they destroyed that. And they said, Rocco, they made that painting better. I was like, how? They really
now it's way more famous.
It's funny, but they wrecked it. And they're like, yeah, you didn't give a shit about that painting yesterday. Now you love it. Yeah, okay.
Wait, no, honestly, really I would see that in a museum right now. Yeah, I would see
Christ
that.
The Redeemer, yeah.
What you know what? In the future,
in
the future, all works of art are going to be modified by fucking idiots. That painting's going to have the stupid face on it. King Tut's going to have his goatee glued on. The Mona Lisa is going to have a Sharpie mustache drawn on it. Just like over the next millennium, stupid people are going to become so populous in the world, it's going to be impossible to protect our valuable heritage artifacts from them. I'm predicting it now. Stonehenge is going to have like funny faces painted on it.
Someone will stencil over the flowers in the terrorist's hands and put a Molotov cocktail on that Banksy.
Yeah, like somebody will go to Mount Rushmore and they'll be like, well, the hair doesn't even be the same color as the skin, and they'll like put yellow paint on the
Lady
hair.
Lady Gaga glasses on Washington, something.
I'm looking forward to this.
Someone's saying, and I thought I heard this too, that Mona Lisa had some red paint on it before.
Really?
That it at one point had some splash.
It's behind bulletproof glass now because people have tried to deface it several times.
Yeah.
What's a weird head when you're gonna do
it's
that?
A weird thing.
I have to deface.
I'm gonna make
the
point.
Well, I know for some people, because I read about this on Wikipedia. Maybe it's bullshit, but the Mona Lisa is like a symbol of Italy to some people. So when they have a problem with the government, they'll go fuck up the Mona Lisa. Like, I know you like that painting, fuckers. Not where the taxes.
You know, though, some people they like who shot John Lennon? I can't remember his name right now. Mark David Chapman?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't he kill him because he wanted to be famous? Like, some people do that. They want to, like, make their... they want to be famous, so they'll kill someone famous, or they'll buy something that's famous.
Well, I tried to kill a president once.
No, you shouldn't say that.
Go ahead.
No, I was in love with Jodie Foster.
Oh, I get it. It does not happen.
Now, Sean Lee,
I don't get
it.
I
don't get it.
Yeah, you protect the pizza guys with your
life.
Yeah, but
you won't protect me.
But you won't protect POTUS.
What was that guy's... What was that guy's name? He tried to kill Ronald Reagan because he was in love with Jodie Foster.
I remember that.
And he shot a Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
Which I think he killed. Or he messed him up for the rest of his life.
Did you hear about... Go a little bit down this road, but did you hear about... There's this one rapper who took a picture with the president's daughter. Have you heard about this?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Like, the president's daughter went to, like, some rapper's show?
Uh-huh.
because she just liked him or something like that. And he was like, no way. She was wearing his shirt. Yeah. He was like, no way, whatever. And he's like, hey, I take a picture. And she had, like, Secret Service with her or, like, whatever. And he's like, I take a picture? Yeah. And he, like, put his arm around her. You know, whatever. It's like him with his arm around her, like, doing the thing. It was kind of like, whoa, okay, maybe too close. You know, whatever. Okay, great. Wow, whatever. So they interviewed him the other day, like, hey, that picture has been, like, reblogged, reposted everywhere a million times. How's that been? Like, what's it been like, you know, with all that attention? And he said, my phone is tapped. like, what? Ever since I took that picture, I swear to God, I hear people listening on the line.
What the fuck?
I hear, he like went into all this, like, I'm definitely.
Well, yeah, because they want to make sure he's not calling her up, being like, oh, yeah, so you're a fan. Oh, what are you doing on Friday night?
Yeah.
Well, didn't Obama say
he said, I'm absolutely being watched.
He's
absolutely.
Yeah. He said that he would. You think Obama's daughter's going to be your fucking groupie? Yeah, your phone is tapped.
He said he would use drones on, would be, you know, prospects when it came to dating and his daughters. In that consent... Or
yeah,
and
that, say that.
And that wasn't
that
a
one
joke.
Speech. Yeah, yeah. That was a joke.
It was not facetious. He will use drones.
Yeah, he's going to tap your phone lines, too.
Dude.
Which, any...
Okay. Did Obama took a selfie with this? Did he not know who she was or something? I don't know. I don't know what
I would totally take a selfie with Obama. I don't typically enjoy taking
selfies.
Oh,
would you?
Cool.
Yeah, but if it was him, I think...
Yeah. You make an exception with the president.
I just think he'd get a lot of hits if I...
You know, like, if Einstein was still alive, I'd do a selfie with him.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That'd get a lot of hits, too.
Yeah, probably.
Like
would.
A new picture of Einstein with
people
me.
People could post it in that History and Pictures Twitter account. I'd probably retweet it.
They probably would. History and Pictures, follow them on Twitter. If you don't follow History and Pictures, the name is a little bit misleading. It should just be famous people from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I like whatever, they're good pictures. The clothes are funny.
The clothes are funny.
Hey, you've been playing the new Resident Evil. Let's get back on track. Video games.
Fuck these.
Fucking.
Yes, let's do it.
You've been playing the new Resident Evil.
Yeah. Remake.
I haven't.
It's so pretty.
Yeah?
It's way more than just like a rezzed up version of the GameCube. It's like, I think they put new graphics into the whole thing. Some of the cutscenes, like, it'll go to FMV, like... Not real, like, dialogue cutscenes, but little, like, you're going to drain this puzzle, and it's going to show the water pouring out. That stuff is, like, not redone, so it looks really bad.
No, it's just an upscaled clip.
It's an upscaled clip that gets... It wasn't ever in HD, so it's, like, blocky as hell.
Yeah,
that's, I think, laughable. That's funny.
I think it's great.
But everything else, man, that fucking game looks so good. It doesn't feel like I'm playing an old... How old is that game at this point?
97? 96?
No, the remake
was made like 03 or something.
Yeah. Mm. For GameCube. This is a re-release of the GameCube remake.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but you don't consider, like, but that was a remake of Resident Evil.
Of the 97 Resident Evil,
But they remade it from the ground up, and there's a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's not quite...
It was its own game. I mean, there's like unique areas, new storyline, character development and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did they redo the voices?
Yes, they did re-record the voices from the original.
But
they're
terrible.
They're still... There's still good moments. I've been isolating little cutscene clips and uploading it to Facebook.
You've been
ISOing. Sorry. Yeah. Royce, I've been ISOing the cutscenes and putting them on... The shared Facebook feature on the PlayStation 4 works really well.
Yeah. I've been playing it too, and I was going to say, they undersold how good it looks.
It's really
I just remember as they were talking about it coming out, it's not redone. You know, the graphics are redone. They're just, you know, they're in HD now. Oh, yeah, they're not redone. They're fucking redone. Yeah. I don't know what they were. They undersold their own product. It looks fantastic. It looks so good.
I agree with you on the new
and
control
the lighting
scheme
and everything.
Too.
What?
The new control scheme.
Yeah, so there's a new control scheme now. It always used to have the tank controls where you have to go to the side and go forward and go to whatever.
Which I find, I still use those for precision kind of operations.
Okay.
Like if I'm dodging an enemy or I have to move a puzzle that's timed or something, I'll use that.
But if you pick the new control scheme, you could still do that with the control pad, the D-pad, up, down, left, right, whatever. But the sticks, full control.
That's
control. That's
true. You always have both options.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but those new controls, you don't go back after that. You have so much control over everything.
When camera angles change, it's a little jarring because you're just holding run. It's just, you know, the analog stick all the way open is just a full run. You can dial it back halfway for like the walk, sure. But you just end up running everywhere. But then when a camera angle changes, you'll be holding down and running up. So unless you move it, it's kind of it. Sometimes I'll jump back because I just get stuck in cameras, yeah. And I'll have to go to the D-pad.
Yeah,
but it really is so much snappier and so much faster getting around the mansion.
Yeah, there are a lot of people I know who have an issue with the new controls and stuff like that, and I think these are people who were in.
It's all there for you, though.
Who were married to it before. And again, if you can play with the 10 controls, that is how they were intended to be played. So it's good that they're in there. I think so. But there are a lot of people like me who my brain can't do the 10 controls. I can't. I've tried, and I can't do it. And now these new controls, I can fucking tear ass through the whole mansion. Yeah. Like, it's great. As someone who's never been able to.
I saw that.
Yeah, but I've never been able to do that, and I think if you just let go a little bit of the way that it used to be and embrace it as a new way of playing it, I think it's really cool.
Well, if you're married to the tank, though,
it's there.
In alternate control scheme, you've got both of them on the controller. Yeah. Everything's there.
Yeah.
They even, which kind of fucks me up, they have the right analog stick. If you tap it, it's a 180-degree turn.
Yeah.
I tap it on accident all the time. It's real easy to use, but I'm so used to down and square for that. But I was just also going to say there's original and widescreen. I don't know anyone who's playing in the original 4x3 aspect.
No, but the widescreen
is really – it's zoomed in. Everything's super pretty.
Yeah, original it's zoomed in and cropped, but they make it work to where it pans to the – it works fine.
I like it a lot.
But I was going to say real quick, now that with these new controls, I'm like, finally, I can kind of, in a modern context, play through this. I've watched people play through the first 1,000 times. I can play through it now. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. It's kind of brought up to speed now. I'm excited to play this version. And then I go to save. Do you have an ink ribbon? Oh, what the fuck? I can only save if I have an ink ribbon. So that was one thing that I was like, oh, that's still an out-of-date thing. All right. But they gave me like 6. Yeah, so it was not a big... It hasn't been.
Well, right now I'm at the end of the game, basically. I've made it to like midway through the lab section of the game. And I've got an inventory chest that has, I don't know, like... Eric, you saw how many...
20... Ribbons?
24 ink ribbons.
Yeah.
About, 20 of each ammunition for every gun.
Garrett's,
30 green herbs, about
Garrett
a dozen.
Garrett has all of his herbs organized
needles.
By color. And
oh, that's
then,
what you got, dude.
Like,
yeah.
By, like, mix. Yeah. It's funny watching him, like, meticulously move all this stuff
that's
we'll
Garrett.
Never, ever use.
That is Garrett's, like, favorite thing.
I'm playing on normal, too. I didn't pick easy. And I'm still, like... conserving so much ammo and so many health items. Yeah. I have way too much shit.
Wasn't there a thing? Did you ever unlock like Fridge or those characters?
Tofu.
And
Hung were in Resident Evil 2.
Can you still do that?
No, but there was one in the first one, I thought.
There was...
I thought if you like did a 2-hour like only knife like run through of
that
the game.
Stuff kind of started in Resident Evil 2. There was Hunk and Tofu in Resident Evil 2.
Huh.
Resident Evil 1 just had alternate costumes.
Oh, okay.
Although I believe I could be wrong on that, but I believe Resi 2 was the first one to do the Hunk and Tofu.
It
wasn't Fridge.
That
just,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, I played those. Yeah.
Or no, but I mean, did you ever get to the point where you were like unlocking those characters?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have PlayStation 1 game saves still that are on like they're actually transferred onto my PS3 system.
Jeez.
That has like
the
everything.
Same game you were playing. Back on PlayStation 1.
I did the same thing.
I've got those game saves on my PS3. And then on the physical, like, 8-megabyte PS1 cards.
I just have nothing of, like, my... there's no way I could ever have done that.
I could load up, like, a Resident Evil 2 or 3
save. I have nothing from that era of my life.
And have, like, all the mercenaries open, all the different costumes unlocked.
When the PS3 first came out, a lot of people at this point don't even remember this. When the PS3 first came out, 2006, they sold day one... a old PlayStation memory card adapter.
Yeah.
Because the original PS3 could play PS1 and 2 games.
Yeah.
So, if you want to transfer your saves. And it sucked because it was like $20 and it was a one-time use thing. You'd put You put your old memory cards into it and then, all your old saves are on your PS3 now. So now, I've transferred my data from the original PS3 to another PS3 and the one here. all my PS1 and 2 saves are on there. Right now, if I turn on that PS3 that's over there right now, there's my Final Fantasy VII save from junior high.
Oh, my God.
It's on there because it's preserved it over the... You know.
Could see what girls you liked. You named Aerith after.
That's you.
Garrett named him after.
Garrett turned on his Final Fantasy VII save and showed it to me, and it's named after, like, girls he was dating.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Christina from 7th grade is in there.
It was rad. I was like, oh, man.
She bleached her bangs.
Corinne died. Shit.
The last game save I have...
It wasn't Aerith.
The last game save I have on there from Final Fantasy VII was years and years and years ago. It wasn't quite 7th grade, but maybe after that I replayed it.
Yeah.
And they're all named after Gorgeous George. Nothing's changed for me.
Your head's in a different spot.
Well, it's who you love and want to get with.
Whoa.
GG.
Gorgeous George. There you go.
Little satire, toilet humor.
But anyway, going back to the Resident Evil thing, though, it's cool. I know a lot of people will give me shit about the ribbon thing, too. I think that was more acceptable at a time. We didn't have autosaves and stuff like that. You have to have that now. I think that, you know, there's always a lot of argument that it's intentional and it builds suspense, and I get that. But that was something you could do at a time when you wouldn't save for 2 hours. And now that's not acceptable. I get it.
That's part of the grading system. I've saved... I'm right at the end of the game, and I've probably done my last save, and I've saved 12 times. Hmm. It gives you a score. It factors in depending on how many times you save.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, though, I've been playing it pretty safe. I'll go pretty long stretches without using ink ribbons. But I just gel with this game, and I've sat down 3 times, and I've gotten this far. Mm-hmm. So it'll only take me 4 sittings to beat, you know, Jill's campaign. I'll probably take a longer time.
Plus, too, I feel like when Resident Evil came out back in the mid-90s, back then, like, still... I remember around that PlayStation 1 era, I still had a regular NES that I would play every once in a while. Yeah. So I was still playing games that had no save.
Exactly.
You would go through 12 levels of a game, you know, play for 2 hours straight without the capability to save it. It's like either beat it or turn it off and start over from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I feel like Resident Evil was designed at a time where they're like, if you don't have an ink ribbon, you'll just play this again.
Because
that's what people do. They replay levels.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
And it also came at a time where it was only kind of a niche audience. You know, it was like high schoolers with a ton of time to play it. Now video gaming has reached everybody. You know what I mean? It's at a much broader audience. And you just can't release something that, if you messed up, you're going to have to sit here another 2 hours. You know, that just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
I get that it added to the suspense of having it. I totally understand that, but I don't think you can do that now.
There's been a couple times where I've done, like, a long stretch of stuff over again. Yeah. But they do give you a save point pretty much before any, like, kind of big boss fight. Like, it's time to go get Snake, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like how you know shit's about to hit the fan. Yeah. Like, oh, man, a save point. Fuck.
A room with a bunch of ammo and healing items, and then, save point.
Oh, I remember. I didn't play the Resident Evil games much back then. I watched people play them, but even in the Final Fantasy games, save points, you know, I remember playing Final Fantasy VII, you'd get through, oh, my gosh, I've been in the, what's the last area? It's been so long since
The snowy mountain or whatever?
Yeah, whatever. But going through there, and when you saw a save point, oh, my God, thank you so much, and you'd save, and whatever. I remember that. I get that.
Anyways, Resident Evil, check it out if you never played it.
Yeah, check it out.
It's what fun. Games are on that?
Oh.
Is it just one?
Yeah, it's just
Resident Evil.
It's the 2003.
How much is it to download?
Version that was originally on GameCube. It's $20.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I was going to say, too, real quick, the audio is awesome in the game because it's mostly all the important stuff is front channel. Like, if you have, like, 7.1 or 5.1 surround sound, I played it with that. The important stuff is coming at the front, just like the old game, you know, it's whatever. But as I go through the mansion, they use all the back channels for rain hitting the windows.
Wow, that's cool.
That is perfect. I don't need... And occasionally, you know, if a zombie's coming, you will hear it from the back, and that does give you a sense of, like, it's that way.
It spooked... The zombie sound effects, the voiceovers in this game are so good. I think the best zombie noises, in my opinion, from the series, like, have been in this game.
Yeah.
And the music that they redid from the original PS1 RE themes is in there, and when it starts swelling in certain hallways, 'cause certain rooms are just silent, and there's just... footsteps. It's like real ambient.
Yeah.
But then other hallways and other rooms definitely have like a theme.
Yeah.
And when it starts to come in on the surround sound, it's so really creepy.
It's all really good, but especially for me, I just wanted to point out the rain hitting the windows was an awesome effect. Playing that, and I legitimately at one point paused it like, is it fucking raining? Like, and it was great. That was a really, really good move.
I love walking out to like a courtyard and you can kind of hear the wind and leaves, you know, brushing around. And then you listen on the back channels and you'll hear like the little pitter patter of the dogs walking around like on a different part that you can't see.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh fuck, okay, something's out here.
Yeah.
It's time to get my gun ready.
So how many, countdown, will it be this year? How many days until we get another version of Resident Evil 4 on PS4?
Do you think this did well? I mean...
Oh, I think it will.
I think it doesn't matter. I think you're getting Resident Evil 4 no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think they will rest until that is on every device that
I never bought the PS3 HD. Like, the last version I got of it was Wii.
Yeah. I wasn't going to get it on PS3, and then there was a sale day or a PlayStation Plus day. It was like $6.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, hey, I'll fucking play it again for $6. But they redid it for PC. They totally made everything look a lot better and stuff like that, and I think that'll come to PS4. I can't see it not.
Well, you know, next Halloween for PPS, we're going to do Code Veronica. So then there's only like, you know.
Just skip the 4.
Next game. I don't know if I should do Remake. We'll do Code Veronica and then 4.
Just skip 4. Everybody's done 4.
Yeah. Do you think it's 4 has been done?
Yeah.
Right.
Or play it on iPhone.
4's definitely been done.
That I got to fucking beat
everybody,
6.
Everybody beat 4.
I still have not
times.
Beat 6.
No, I beat 6.
That's a compliment.
I beat 6 so fucking fast. You too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we annihilated
it. Through it.
Yeah.
And it had so much fun.
Yeah.
And it was more than just fucking rain on the
Who's
windows.
I'm glad Sean.
I can hear blood. Leon. Yeah, ask me who mine was.
Who's your favorite character?
Chris.
Mine was the new guy who would do like...
Wesker's kid.
Who would do like, what's the wrestling
See,
movie?
He's the only
Whiskers.
One I beat. Rock I beat all of his story.
Wesker should bond genetically with a cat. Change his name to Whiskers.
That'd be cool.
He still has a trench coat. He's way furrier.
Yeah. There's probably some DeviantArt out there that...
Yeah,
can we do a Google search, Eric?
Yeah. I'll do one on Monday, thank you.
I'm going to throw this out there. Resident Evil Revelations... Sorry, I didn't mean that. Revelations.
Yeah.
Came out on the 3DS, later the consoles. And somehow that game turned out great. That's a great game.
Yeah.
I have a gut feeling Revelations 2 is fucked up.
Why are you gonna do it?
I've been seeing clips of it, and it's like you're like some guy and another guy, and they're together, and like invisible like bugs were not even bugs. They were like zombies with wings or something. Were coming out of nowhere and killing them and
spooky.
Like. I don't know. The clips have just been like, this isn't elegant in its simplicity like Revelations was, and that made it good. I don't know.
Revelations.
I got a gut feeling about Revelations 2.
Don't try to doom it. I'm not listening to the negativity.
What do you care?
Because it's my favorite game, French fries. Yeah, but
French fries.
French fries.
My favorite game, French fries.
He's gonna.
I want it to be good.
All right, I want the games to be good, but you know what?
Not too salty.
I just gotta say this. I just gotta say this. The games, whatever, I'll play them all. But fuck those movies. Those movies suck. I'm gonna see it at midnight. Every one of them.
No,
I'm going to go and buy the first ticket.
I don't see it.
Has anybody else been playing any video games?
No.
I'm just
Tiny Tower Vegas, man.
Oh,
that's my life.
You've been in Vegas.
I played it in Vegas. How fucking crazy
is that?
I gambled.
Is that a high point or a low point? I don't know.
Probably low, but I did it.
Okay.
So I gambled a lot in Vegas on my Tiny Tower, and I won.
Nice.
And I gambled $1 in real Vegas, and I lost.
What was the stripper saying? Were you doing Tiny Tower at the strip club?
I didn't go to the strip club.
Come on. Nobody's watching.
Yeah,
come on. I didn't go.
Did we not,
okay.
We didn't get an update on if Sean was fucked getting back from Vegas or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I was here during the MLK stream.
Yeah.
Getting texts from Sean.
On Monday.
At 2 p.m. All right. On my way. Hopefully be there soon.
Oh,
and I announced, I stand by my point, Sean will be fucked.
Was traffic bad coming out of Vegas?
And Sean got here at 10 p.m.
Shoot. 2 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
That's a drive.
That's twice as long as it should take.
That's where you're
Did the kids sleep the whole way?
No.
Did anyone barf?
No.
I used to barf on the way to Vegas sometimes when I was a kid.
No, we didn't.
I used to barf in the car.
Yeah.
We went
on the way to Palm Springs.
We went really early once. We had family trips there all the time. The family, we would meet up there and stuff like that. And we would go really early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember someone got donuts, and I ate so many of them. It was like 5 in the morning, and I just, and ate them all. And I had, like, you would think that would make a kid throw up.
Donut orgy.
But instead, over the course of that long drive, I actually had explosive shits.
Oh,
and I remember
pulling
over at this restaurant named Keith's. And and I felt bad for Keith.
Oh, poor Keith.
Well, there you go.
I went to a strip club last time I was in Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's expensive.
Dudes were out of shape. Anyway, so...
well, thank you for watching. Is that it?
Oh, what? Yeah. Wait, what?
We are way over.
I don't know. We didn't even talk about anything. I'm just kidding.
We're not way over.
We are 9 minutes over.
Hey, Sean, you don't have to edit this part if you want. You want to open some stuff?
Yeah, we can put stuff.
We can do it in the after show.
No, we can do it now. Okay, that's fine.
Do you want to do it in the show or the after show?
In the show.
All right, let me get one of the... Damn. Not much to choose from, but we still got my favorite, oatmeal raisin.
Once again, thank you everybody sticking through the MLK stream, and thank you. Go to shop.mega64.com and get a Mega Mansion sweatshirt. They keep selling out. We appreciate your support. If you want to do that, or you can subscribe to us on Twitch, whatever works, any support is great. We appreciate it. MLK appreciates it. It's in his name. All proceeds donated to Martin, my friend Martin, who helps us.
This is a gift from Josh, from Boogie.
Boogie? Boogie Knight Rises, the guy that makes all the gifts?
Let's see.
Is he the guy that makes the gifts? I'm thinking of someone else.
Is that a towel?
It's a towel.
Oh, cool.
It's a $100 bill towel.
Ooh.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
Nice.
Rolling deep.
No jets, but that's okay.
This is a custom white tee. A joke from the podcast, now in t-shirt form. This is just addressed to Mega64. Cafe Press does some nice involved. Look at this packaging.
That's very nice packaging.
I hope it says do the skit.
It's a white t-shirt. I don't know what I'm going to show. What am I about to show?
Say do the skit on it.
It's all of us.
Still waiting to.
Still waiting too.
Underrated.
Hey.
Oh, Rocco is still waiting.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's
wow. They made us all the characters.
That's great.
Yeah,
they made you the main guy.
Garrett, this is for you.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right. And then I'm going to open this.
Nice.
Well, this is from our good friend Jared Thorbon.
Jared.
Oh, Jared. You're trying to get my goat.
Butter, popcorn, jelly belly.
Oh my God.
I specifically said this is the most disgusting...
Garrett's so
farce
excited.
Of a candy ever attempted to be pawned off on humanity as something edible. It's a joke, Jared Thorbon, and I don't fucking appreciate it.
I don't appreciate your ruse.
I got an envelope with a flyer about sexually transmitted diseases. Just keep up on the information.
Yeah.
How'd you get those?
No one knows.
I don't know, but also I got
I think you get them by going to Disneyland.
I got a bunch of condoms.
Yeah, you should definitely use those.
And some lube. Yeah. So Derek, this is how you don't get these.
Oh!
STDs.
A fan sent in something to put on my wiener? I'm going to try that real
soon. Hey, Garrett, real fast.
Why did they send me all these
condoms? If received an error, please call this number.
I do a lot of fucking. I get it, but jeez.
Garrett, fast. Cheyenne... She's been in the chat almost all of MLK.
Yeah.
Sent a piece of artwork specifically for you. You might want to show that.
What the
fuck? I'm going to grab something. There was something for Eric, and I think it's
the Already got it. Don't worry about
he got it.
It. Oh, you
got
all
it?
Right. Yeah.
So this has stuff for us in it. This set has my name on it.
What's that?
It's a Dragon Ball Z hat.
Oh, whoa.
My new favorite hat.
That's fucking cool.
That's a cool hat.
Yes,
Bitch, you look like Goku.
Garrett, hold that up.
Oh, man.
Bitch, he look like Goku. Thank you very much.
That was cool, man.
Cheyenne.
This is for Eric. Go ahead and hand that to Eric.
What's that? That's what I got. I got to write you.
Eric, you get a pay. What's going on? I said enough with the gifts, guys.
I got to write you.
Cheyenne, I got burrito. Thank you for the this burrito.
I got this shirt in middle school.
Yeah, right?
I still have it.
What is it? Oh, the Nirvana?
It's the Nirvana, like...
Smiley face?
I think it was called Lippy. I don't know.
Oh, L-I-P-P-Y. See, now this is a real present. Thank you.
Look at that, a Chargers thing.
It's Chargers, not the Jets. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and the note says, Dear Mega64, I've been a fan. I've watched your videos and podcasts for 11 years.
Wow.
They've always made me laugh and given me a brighter day each time. Thank you guys so much for being an impact on my life and appreciate and I appreciate all that you do. Keep on doing what you guys do. Keep up the awesome work. Sincerely, Joshua. P.S. Blue cheese, baby.
Oh, blue cheese. Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
The chats have said that this isn't Jets, but
everyone's booing.
I'm pretty stoked.
I do feel mildly guilty. I do feel bad that everyone here got something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and make the sacrifice. Rachel gets the Greedo.
Oh! Oh!
Greedo! Star Wars
Yay!
Character.
Rocco wasn't greedy with Greedo.
This is Ashley's dad. I like it.
That's well, beautiful.
What was your favorite Greedo moment?
I liked it when he was Ashley's dad.
He was Ashley's dad.
Ashley's dad.
That's some inside joke.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Did he shot first or what?
Yeah,
what
did he shoot first or
is
what?
Is that what that is?
You're going to act like...
Is that... Take it away from
She's kind of acting like is Greedo that, right now. You're like the Greedo of
the
podcast.
I shouldn't toss the knife around.
Throw it.
Open and throw it.
Open the knife first
and
then throw it.
I'm not saying you have to.
Open it. Oh, my God.
Overhand throw?
Yeah.
Or underhand?
Yeah, overhand throw.
Over here, right?
Ah!
Good catch. Oh, no, I got it.
It was open. It was open.
He said throw it open.
You did.
I did not. I threw it closed. It opened.
Well, thank you for watching.
We're not done. We got more to do.
No, we don't.
Wait a minute.
What's this?
Where's that controller?
Where'd this come from?
Christmas cast.
That's a Squid Girl model.
Ashley has a picture on her Instagram of her dad dressed as this guy.
Oh,
well. And
apparently
he had to breathe through a little straw because he couldn't breathe through the mask.
Oh, okay.
What is Instagram? It sounds really fucking dumb.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Sounds stupid.
I like Instagram.
Anybody explain that to me?
I like
hey,
it.
Hey, do you guys want to play with the Loot Crate Nintendo? Can we do like a... Sean, can you
oh,
edit
is that
in
what
a...
You do you flip them inside out?
Yeah, get these things...
Get this thing.
All of them. You know, like little dioramas sometimes for the characters or whatever. This guy can. We're gonna play his cartridge.
Oh shit! I ripped it. I'm sorry.
Sean, if you could edit on to like the arcades, like what's happening.
No, some in guy
the
has
game.
A good point. I should end the podcast when you throw the knife at Eric and he screams.
That's
the
no. We
so
can't do
we're
that.
Already dead.
That's
we're
no. Dead. Hold on. We gotta do something so funny he can't end it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Last time I said
it's
walk
over right now. You know.
We...
I'm gonna do a backflip.
Okay.
I've never tried to do this before.
Okay. All right.
Can't cut this out.
Can't cut this shit out.
Hey, we can backflip right now. I won't cut it. You got my word.
Yeah. Don't cut it out.
You have my word.
Fuck. We can move the camera out there.
Yeah. I'll move the camera.
You got the knife, yo?
Move the camera.
No. Fuck it.
Whoa!
What are you doing?
Whoa!